Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the human body, and especially what can we take from the wondrous interconnected systems of the body for the relationships between people. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. On this show, we'd like to try and understand about the way that we, as a human society, have to build the connections between us while drawing inspiration from the human body, which is a certain model that really fascinates our imagination. We see how the entire body is interconnected, how all the systems work harmoniously together, how each cell and organ supplement the entire body, how the different systems can pay attention to each and every cell. There's a very special sensitivity in the human body. And from this, we'd like to understand something about how does human society have to get organized now in our times, because we see that all the systems that we have built, the entire world order is gradually falling apart. There's like this feeling that nothing's working and that we're simply arriving at a dead end. And so, from a feeling of, I'd even say, distress, comes a question of how to build a society that will really be interconnected and harmonious. So this is what we'd like to ask. And first of all, the question is, how do you see the model of connection between people in society? Like a healthy human body, where all the systems are deeply, tightly interconnected, so much so that you can't divide them or change the tiniest detail in any of the systems without the entire system responding to it and responding to it correctly. This is how we have to build the relationships between us, and then it will be called the human body, that we build a connection between all people, that it'll function as a body, not the flesh body, but meaning as a system, as a correctly, properly working system that responds and connects and helps and keeps and so on. Now, we see that the way society is organized today, it's organized in a certain way. There are nations, countries, societies. Today, we're called or considered dead, meaning that we're not functioning according to the correct desire, according to the correct plan. And today, we're called dead because the connection between us isn't good, but to the contrary, it's a bad connection. Meaning that the way that society has organized itself throughout its existence, because we see that new orders came and failed and again and again. Yeah, we're eating ourselves alive. Yeah, we see that as a mankind, we can't build the correct model. We're not trying. We don't know that this is what we have to do. We're not aware that we're in a terrible state of affairs. We don't know that we're headed towards an abyss, towards disintegration. That somehow we can live with each other in some kind of connection because the forces of nature force us to be interconnected with one another in an egoistic way like now, in a consumeristic way where everyone wants to use the others and so on. This is what we have right now. We might reach a state that we won't even be able to connect with one another. Meaning the body, the system of our interconnection, the spiritual body between us is really dead. It's dead because we can't build a healthy interconnected system. Okay, so this is the situation, that we don't know how to build the system. On the other hand, you're saying that the model for building the future society that functions harmoniously, it has to take an example from the human body that functions harmoniously. So let's try and understand. Every cell in the body, it's what? It's like a person. There's nature. We don't know where does it start, where does it end, but this entire system in Hebrew is called Adam, literally meaning man. This is a system of forces that are interconnected in a whole, perfect, and mutual way. And this is something that's disconnected from us. It's nature. And besides that, there are systems that are not directly related to that system, are not directly connected with that system, but they're beneath it in a state that's called shattered or broken. That's mankind. And under mankind, beneath it, there are the living bodies, and the vegetative, and the still. Now, were we to try to realize our relationships in a good and correct way in this grand system of the Adam, of man, only between us, then we would have to interconnect with each other in a good and nice way, in mutual support, like the systems of the body. And then we would sustain our, let's call it, spiritual body, this connection, this network between us, in a way that by that we would live a good and delightful life, because we would bestow only good, impart only good upon each other. Love another as yourself, and so on. And then, from the upper system, which is the system of the upper nature, the good force would influence us, would come down upon us according to how we're connected in a good, nice, and inner way, like it is with all the systems of the body, if it's a healthy body. And then these systems of our interconnection would influence our bodies, and through our bodies too, the animate level, the vegetative, and the still. And then this entire reality would become like this upper force, this upper system that's called Adam, literally meaning man. And this way we'd come to the whole and complete correction, to one integral system. In the heart of the picture you just depicted, there are the relationships, the connections between people. And you said that actually, in their more advanced, correct state, they have to be like the connections between the different organs in a body, mutually supporting each other, like in our biological body. We have what to learn from it. And this is exactly what I want to do. Now I want to zoom into the body and identify different systems in it and tell me, how are they supposed to be built in the future connection between people? Suppose in the body there is the immune system, which protects the body from different harmful things. In the future connection between people, where people are supposed to be mutually connected, do they have to have some kind of immune system? Otherwise, it wouldn't exist in the living body. So what kind of a system would it be on the human level? The three lines, systems that eat what's harmful, also the system of the sitra achra, different systems, many systems. I don't understand what you just said. I can't explain now about all the systems. This is something that we study about in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but it all exists. What I did understand is that all the systems that exist in the body, they're all necessary and have to all exist in the future society. So if there's the immune system, then of course, all of society has to be called Adam, man, meaning to be similar to that upper system that's called Adam. And these are the kinds of relationships that we have to keep between us. So in the future society, if I understand your explanation correctly, eventually we have to develop to a degree where the relationships between people will be like between the different organs in a body for all of us to function as a single body. Right? So I want to ask about how it works when we will be as one body. Will we have an immune system, and what does it protect us from? Until we completely correct ourselves, we need the system. And what does it protect us from? From what's harmful in us, our bad thoughts, bad desires. What are bad thoughts? That I want to harm you? And if you will want to harm me, then the system will work. The immune system will protect. Yes, protect and prevent. How will it work? This I can't say. For this you have to study Tess, the Talmud of the Ten Sfirot. There you can learn about the principles. The system of the Sitra Achra, the system of sanctity on its different levels, in the Sfirot, in the Portsufim. There are many details here. Okay, let's talk about the nervous system. Its role in the body is to feel what's going on in the body, to operate the body. Okay, in the future mankind that will be connected as one man, will it have a nervous system? Of course, how can it be any other way? Even now we can see that even though that we're building systems mindlessly without the correct emotions, but when we build systems, we also build them in a certain similarity to that. So when we will function as one body, what kind of a nervous system will we have as a mankind? It's the system of police, systems that connect society, that keep it guard and protect it, that pass orders from degree to degree and within the degrees themselves. These are things that exist in the Havaya, in all the Ten Sfirot, in everything. So such systems exist today too. What's the difference going to be? Today you can't activate or operate them correctly. You're unknowingly corrupting them. What do you mean? You're corrupting these systems because you think badly about others. Can you explain? What is there to explain? Ask yourself. Okay, you mentioned systems like police or the army or any other kind of system that it will have to protect later too, but that probably their functioning should change. The way they function should change. They have a role, but the attitude, we won't need it. We'll have to be interconnected with one another in correct thoughts, and then we won't need anything else. Our correct thoughts will operate and activate the entire system, and the system won't need any actions against it. Okay, suppose we're changing. We're in a process. We're changing towards that future society. We're not there yet. But in order to change, you always want to understand and only then do. How will you understand what you still can't understand and do before you do it? Exactly, it's impossible. We also see this in nature. What we're coming to is that nature has created us and made us the way we are. And it's not that we recommended nature how to do it. It's impossible. All in all, we're created beings. We're not the creator. And therefore, what we have to do is to simply bring ourselves as much as we can to connection with one another. And this is through tens and what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. These are our actions. And that we'll see that we're suddenly connecting in different ways. It's not up to us. By being in an inclination towards connection, then the general force that sustains us will arrange us according to the correct connection. There is mutuality here. There is what we call the upper and the lower waters. So actually what we have to do now in order to advance towards the first stage of building the future society, and also the last stage, love another as thyself. This is the only thing we have to do. Okay, so we all the time have to be in some kind of connection of what, mutual support? Yeah, mutual support, that's it. And to the extent of and the manner of the mutual support that we have, we'll see how nature connects us. We have to bring ourselves to the willingness, and then nature starts moving us and connecting us to the extent to which we're ready for it, to it. And this how we'll reach a state of one body. How is the brain created in the human body? Nature that created the human body also created a brain. What is this component called the brain? It's the control room. That's it. But this is our brain. Yeah, I'm talking about it. But above it, our brain, our mind, is connected to a higher degree. Just like the keter of a partzuf belongs to the malchut of a higher partzuf. This is in the language of Kabbalah? Yeah. So can you explain it in words that I'll understand? Yeah, that the way that we function, and you can even see it in plenty of scientific articles and what brain researchers write, that our brain is connected to a higher brain. And it's a wonder that they read about it. And the role of our brain and that higher mind is to control. Not only, but especially. Okay. Now, going back to mankind, to society, when we will learn how to be in love another as thyself, in mutual support and connection and so on, and gradually we'll start to build ourselves as one collective body, general body, instead of different individuals that collide with one another all the time, will this body have a mind? No, you're explaining it incorrectly. We only have to show our willingness towards connection, but it's not that we have to know how to connect. To know how to connect, that's already the mind. We're incapable of that. Only that when we'll want to connect, this upper mind will come and show us how to connect and will connect us. From above meaning what? From a higher degree. It's like what? From above meaning like the evolutional processes that created our body, for example? We're in the same matrix. We're in the same system. The system meaning the whole of nature. Yeah? So you're saying that when we will want to advance and evolve, then nature will give us a more superior mind that will be that new mind that will supervise the processes of connection of the entire system. Yeah? This more advanced mind, how will it be more advanced than the mind and the brain that I have right now, for example, when all of us will become as one body and gradually a new mind will start to form in it? How will it be more advanced, this future mind, this general mind, brain? Is there a difference between man and animal, animal and plant? Of course. So it's the same, another degree. But in what parameters? In that it understands, acknowledges the entire general system, the first Havaya. The first upper Havaya. So, in this sequence of the development of all of nature, not only man, but in general, today we've arrived at a certain point where we have to make some kind of an evolutional leap in order to reach the next evolutional level where all of us as human beings have to understand, even before we feel, we have to understand that we have to connect between us in systems of mutual support in order to gradually discover the next degree of our development, which is the upper system. That's that upper mind, yes, and to integrate in it, to cause in the relationships between us as much as we can. That's called man, to reveal a deficiency that we want for the upper system to bring us together correctly. Okay. Suppose now we're sitting with the forum of world leaders, and they're all perplexed. How do we now build the new world order that will really bring mankind to the next degree and will prevent world wars and terrible troubles and calamities? What does a Kabbalist tell them? What do they have to do? A Kabbalist tells them, get out of here, because it's impossible to build it the way they want to. But still, because they have a desire, only they don't know what to do. They have no desire to build anything good. They don't know that they're controlled by evil forces. Okay, so let's look at people that do have a good desire to build this, and they're perplexed. With them, it's impossible. You have to build it out of people that are drawn to get to know this upper system, and they're drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And therefore, I can build such things only out of my students. They're not drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah. They're drawn to control the entire world by the force of evil, by brute force, by money. And that's in opposition with the future development? Of course. Why? Because for them it's good to be in struggles and in control and power. And what kind of values should lead the future development? Balance between everyone. Balance is a word that really tells you how all of the parts have to be interconnected, mutually supplementing each other. And in a clearer word, love. That every part thinks, how can I benefit the other part? This is the general rule of the whole healthy and complete spiritual body. So, in the future society that will be built on the principles of mutual support, actually, this is the only condition that has to exist between all the cells in order for the tissues to be created and the different connections. Meaning, without trying to understand where is it all leading, how is it all arranged, but to simply keep love another as yourself. That's the great rule of the Torah, because the Torah is called the entire system itself. So, just to understand, evolution, out of single cells, has created multiple cell creatures, and then it kept on creating, until eventually it created my body. So, there's man, that's a wondrous system, with infinite systems and connections, and eventually what we have is a living body. Nature created it. Now, if I understand correctly, when we, as human beings, need to start building ourselves now as one body and the connections between us, we have to bring just one thing on our part, to want to start connecting in that wholeness and completion, in that connection, even up to the point of love, and nature that has developed all of the previous parts of creation will evolve us too, and will create all of these necessary mechanisms out of us, meaning it'll make a brain out of us that will control the process and the immune system and so on and so forth on the general human level, meaning I don't have to bring my brain from home in order to build this, only the willingness that this is what I'll be made into. This is called raising man. That's the only requirement. Make what's necessary out of me. That's it. Because we need the recognition of evil that we're corrupted. Corrupted how exactly and what? In our lack of desire to connect correctly with each other. What do you mean by correctly connect with one another? To generally benefit each other. General connection. General compatibility. mutuality, for all of us to be interconnected and in balance with one another. And if we develop a desire for that, then we as if have to take what we have today and invert it. Everything that we don't want today, we have to make it so that this is something that we can't do. We only have to reveal the willingness for the upper force to come, for this upper avaya, upper system to come and control us and correct us and connect us. We're broken. The system, the connection between us is broken. This is what's called Adam Rishon, the first man, literally meaning after the sin, so to speak. And we only have to reveal the willingness for it, for the system to come and dwell upon us and connect us. Still, I want to ask about the heart. When we will be interconnected like one body, what will be the heart of this body? One heart? Our emotions, our sensations. There's the mind and there's the heart. What sensations will we have that we don't have today? How can I tell you about this? I can't pass this on to you. How can I? Love. We don't know what love is. We know what loving myself is. Here it's the very opposite. This is impossible to explain. It's surprising that you just mentioned love twice. I don't know what kind of love is there between the different organs in the body. Love is ideal supplementation between all the parts. That's called love. Dr. Leitman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.